Well, hello, everyone. I'm not sure if we are online or I'm offline. Well, hello, everyone. This is not Stephen the Medium. This is Coach Elex, and we're trying to figure out where Stephen the Medium is because he was having some technical difficulties. So in the interim, I am going to just... Welcome everyone to the show. Today we are live with Stephen the Medium and not Get a Grip with Coach Elex, which we'll resume again next week.
Hello.
And there he is. Hello, Mr. Stephen the Medium.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey. Well, Elex, thank you for taking over. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm sure Elex has already said this, but this is Through the Static. And Stephen the Medium is here with my wonderful co-host and husband,
Coach Elex.
Oh my God!
They already met me because I took over the beginning of the show.
You scared me because then you didn't respond, and I thought, oh my God, I don't know what was going on here. But you can hear me. Hopefully, everybody can hear me.
We can hear you, and good. We can actually hear you much better now. So
perfect. So it was probably just the connection. So I'm so excited I get to do this, and I know I just do this once a month, and I know this is kind of off schedule because it's usually the last Friday of the month, but I, you know, the date I was supposed to be here in September, you know, I had to have my whole jaw rewired, so it's just one of those things that, you know, I couldn't do it. I'm just kidding. I just had to have a tooth. Had a little work on a tooth done, right, Elex?
Yes, and if you ever had your jaw rewired, I think I would have needed therapy to be able to manage that. Just saying. Because just with the tooth alone, it was like critical care.
Oh, come
here,
on. So, I was a good boy with the
you
tooth.
Were. You were.
Yes,
you
I
were.
Was. I was. Actually, I just did Through the Static pre-show on Facebook Live, and that's what I was talking about, just how, you know, what a big difference when you respond to something and not react. And I was just talking about that, you know, when you have like some adversity or something that's going on that's not good in your life, instead of fighting it, just, you know, join it, hug it, and it just changes everything. It changes your frequency, it changes the way you respond and not react. So, In any case, Elex, tell everybody what's going on with you.
Well, what's going on with me is we're still celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Because we celebrate the whole month. And last weekend, October 7th, it was my actual birthday. And I cannot begin to tell you guys what an amazing weekend we had. Stephen did such a good job at celebrating me and taking care of me and surprising me, and you know, and I was, you know, I had worry in the back of my mind because this is the very first time celebrating my birthday without my mom, who always made a big deal about my birthday, and but Stephen really took care of every detail, so I was so well taken care of and so loved, and I cannot begin to do. I can't even say thank you. Thank you is not enough, you know, for the things that you did to celebrate me.
Well, that's what you do, right?
That's what we do for each other.
You're with someone, you love someone. That's what you do. And it just so happens that we had just a fabulous time too. Like everything that we did, and dinner and show, everything worked out so well. And it just, you know, hopefully took you away from everything else, sort of reality, and just gave you, you know, a nice weekend.
Yeah, so. It did. I mean, of course, you know, of course, how could I not miss my mom, you know, in the first time without her? But having said that, you know, you just made it so special, every part of it, that I decided to just really focus and be in the moment. And that allowed me to just be present and just celebrate me. So,
yeah, I mean, you're saying so much about me. I sort of want to date me. Just saying.
Mark, make sure you record this part because that is not a very unusual comment, by the way. So that actually makes perfect sense. You should be dating you.
Helix. It was just a. It was just a joke.
Just a joke.
So, yeah. But anything else going on with you?
No. I mean, I'm excited for this weekend because I'm sure you know we're gonna continue celebrating me.
Of course.
But no, I'm just excited for the weekend and for everything that's going on. And of course, we're gonna be doing our YouTube show Sunday again, and I'm really excited about that. You wanna tell people about it?
Yeah, that's also gonna be live. So we've started, this will be the fifth episode of Sundays with Steelix. And last week we did a Halloween one, which actually like an encore presentation is gonna be played tonight at 7.
Yes.
But Sunday will be live with the two of us. And really what the show is, besides some singing, sometimes some dancing, and
there's dancing all the time.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Once that music goes on, my Puerto Rican rhythm can't help itself.
and so what we do is sort of try to split it between me hopefully doing readings and Elix bringing some fabulous recipe to the audience and showing them how to make whatever. The 2 weeks ago, Elix did his apple butternut squash soup, which was fantastic. And like I said, last week was Halloween, so we did a whole Halloween. You got to check it out too. It's going to be tonight at 7, but I think it's on the video section of Stephen the Medium's YouTube too, so you can see it. But it's really cool because it really is just the back scenes of us putting up the Halloween decorations in the house and getting them from downstairs and you know, where they're stored. That show was really fun.
It's a lot of fun, and so everyone will have an opportunity to watch that again today.
Yes, that's really, really fun. And
what about you and you know your book and all of that stuff?
You know, I don't like talking about myself.
I know. Right? That's why I'm trying to force you because this is very difficult for you.
It is. It's like you know, bending my arm. It's very hard. So my book, which the title is The Suicide Gift, that is just inching its way to coming out. So right now it's being formatted and the cover's being done and you know the sleeve and all of that. And that has a deadline of this coming Wednesday. So by this Wednesday, it should be completed. So I'm really excited about that. Then it's just it is just the last step is just picking a launch date and getting that out. So I'll give more specific details about that on social media and on my website. And I'm sure even next week when we do your show, Elix, I'll do the same thing. So that's really exciting. And what is really exciting, too, is that the series that I am in, I did 2 episodes of Doc Echo Paranormal series, TV series, which is on Amazon Prime. Originally, that was supposed to be starting sometime in 2024. And out of complete surprise, we heard from Matthew, the director, producer of this series, who's such an amazing guy and such talented guy. He put the pilot episode on, so you can actually go on Amazon Prime and type in Doc Echo's paranormal series, and you get to see the first episode. And what's really exciting is that he told me and Elix that the next one that's going to be streamed is my episode.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. You and Monique too soon.
Yes. So that was a big surprise. So the makeup of this show is that Matthew picks these incredible locations that have paranormal activity going on with them. And each location is completely different in how and why paranormal stuff's going on. But the mediums, there's always a medium on each episode, and the mediums are blindfolded. So we do not know where we're going. And we get to this place. So this is the first location that I did, because I did 2 episodes. When the blindfold came off and I have all these cameras looking at me, and it was definitely intimidating. Like, then I just need to start running the show. But I see this like vision, like this green vision, which was so cool, which was Monique Toussoun. She is a drag queen who is a paranormal investigator. And I think she's the only one that is a paranormal investigator drag queen. She is the best. She is just so sweet. She's funny. And so she actually walks through so that I have somebody to sort of like, you know, go back and forth with as I'm feeling things and what I'm getting through spirit and through ghosts and all of that paranormal kind of stuff. So it was really cool. And she was with me the entire episode, but it is a fantastic episode. So as soon as I know when that's coming out, I will let everybody know. But that's really exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And incidentally, if you want to hear the interview that I did with Matthew Kondracki, you can listen to that anywhere on your favorite podcast. Get a Grip with Coach Helix, and he will be another. He will come back, Stephen, to talk about the series being on Amazon Prime in another 2 weeks. So
he has to.
We'll have another opportunity for you and him to talk and talk about the show and what's going on. So.
Yeah, that hour, Helix, just went too by. It went by too fast with I'm already stuttering because I was stuttering on Facebook Live because Spirit's already here. They're already chatting with me. And I did before this morning, I did a whisper in a note. So if you don't know what that is, go to my website. It's really cool. You can check it out. And my God, Helix, I'm recording myself with a whisper. And I stuttered I don't know how many times. Just Spirit is just all over. They're ready and they're raring to go and to start chatting with anybody who wants to give a call. And by the way, 508-222-1320, call. You get a free reading from me. What is better than that? It's like an early Christmas gift, right?
That's amazing. Who wouldn't want a Christmas gift? Yeah. Who wouldn't want you as a Christmas gift?
Exactly. And a connection and messages from, you know, your loved ones in spirit, whether it's a person or an animal. You know, it's kind of funny when I just said that because I'm not sure, Elix, in my readings, I'm not sure if I have more recently have done one reading without an animal coming through. Even if you've lived your life and I'm reading you and you never had an animal and an animal will come through, whether it's your brothers or sisters as an adult or it's you remember your parents talking about some particular dog or cat or something like that, a horse, a gerbil. It's wild. Animals are so present and they speak exactly the same way as humans. Is that like so cool?
I think it's amazing. And I'm fascinated every time that you share with me your, you know, when animals come through. Because they've come through for us.
Yes.
You know, our boys that have gone to spirit, you know, we hear from them all the time. So.
Well, I just did a reading this past week with somebody who wanted the focus to be completely an hour reading with her dog. So the entire reading, she had her dog in front of her, like in her lap, and I was chatting with the dog. And this is a dog that's living. I was chatting with the dog and then giving messages to the owner, which was wild.
Amazing.
It was really wild. You know what else is wild?
Yeah, time for a break, a commercial break.
I'm telling you, every time you say that, I just feel like we're in 1954. Yeah. It's time for a
nothing wrong.
Break.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I guess not. That was my hey. Listen, I said 1954. That was my mom and dad's anniversary, May 8th, 1954. That's probably why I said it. They're here. So listen. 508-222-1320 is the number. When we come back, I am going to start taking people if you want to call and doing readings. So dial me up.
You're going to start taking calls, not people.
See what I'm saying with Spirit? They're already chatting with me. They're ready. They are ready. So we will be right back.
All right.
It's gonna take a lot of love. I didn't even get to sing because I was late. So, you know, I'm just throwing that in. So welcome back to Through the Static. This is your host, Stephen the Medium, with my wonderful co-host.
Coach Helix and husband.
And husband, right? And
yes.
A handsome
amazing,
husband.
Beautiful.
To boot.
Yeah, all of the above.
To boot. And
say
of
more.
Course, we have Mark producing the show here, too. So, but let me take my first caller. Hi, this is Stephen. Who's this?
Joanne.
Hello. Joanne?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, did you say Joanne?
Joanne, yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Joanne. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that I get to do this with you. So let me just tune in. Joanne, mom
right,
energy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect. Where's the mother energy come in for you? Is your mom in spirit?
No, she's not.
So it's got to be then, wait a minute, do you have a mother-in-law in spirit?
No. Can I tell, do you want me to tell you what I'm, I don't know.
Yeah, because when I hear mother energy, Joanne, if your mom's here living, then like normally I'll go to a grandmother, but they stop me and they push me back down to this generation, like to the mom generation.
Yeah.
So was there someone else that was like sort of a mom figure?
Yeah, it'd be my ex-partner, yes.
Okay, so
she passed away.
Ex-partner's mom?
No, We have two children together.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. So there's
away.
The mother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, yeah. Yes. I got it. Well, Joanne, you should be doing the show, not me. You're better than I am. You figured that out very, very quickly. So she's so excited that she gets to do this. And she just said that there's something just happened, a birthday or an anniversary.
Her birthday, September 21. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So usually it's no more than 2 to 3 weeks back or forward. So she just wants to give you that as a validation. She keeps talking about the ring, Joanne.
Yes. Yes. I'm wearing it around her neck, around my neck. It was our wedding ring from. Yeah.
Wow. I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, it's just a way, Joanne, to let you know that she is standing right next to you. So she's giving me things that I can't see to say, it's Joanne, it's really me. It's really me.
Thank God. Thank you.
There's a couple of things she's talking about. I know you already said you have two children. She's talking about the kids and how she's always with them and always protecting them. But she just said, I don't know if I've ever heard this in spirit. She just said, Stephen, if one of us had to go, it had to be me because Joanne is the rock. She's the one that the kids need. She's the foundation. And she's crying.
She's always said that. She's always said that. She's had, you know, trouble. I mean, she was an alcoholic and, but she's always said that because I took care of everything and everybody, yeah.
And she's still saying it, Joanne. And I don't even know if I say a compliment that doesn't even cover it, because how she's making me feel and how she's got her arms around you and just hugging you. It's what I'm feeling is that what you gave her is something that no one ever in her physical life gave her.
Yeah, she told me that.
Wow. So I love it. She's just reiterating it because she keeps saying, Stephen, she always trusted in me. She always yeah. supported me. She never let me go. People
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
She didn't. So she just wants to give that as Joanne, who's the Frank?
My father. That's my father.
He's in spirit?
No, he's not. He's here.
Oh, got it. So just know that she's giving, I mean, this may be weird saying she's talking about my dad, but it's a way that she's talking about both your parents. Because when I started with the mom, I think she was also, even though it was her, I think she was referencing your mom and dad. And I know you said you have two kids, but she keeps pointing to one. Like, are you an only child?
No, I have two brothers.
So let me say this then, Joanne. There's a baby. There's a child in spirit.
I had a miscarriage. So I did have a miscarriage. So I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people sometimes don't think losing a baby, the baby will come through. And absolutely, absolutely they can.
Wow.
And they also keep talking about teaching. There was or is a teacher somewhere. I keep seeing the alphabet. It doesn't necessarily mean like an academic teacher. It could be like someone worked in a school, like in crossing guard or a kitchen. But it feels like I'm connected somehow. No, it feels like a college. Are the kids in college?
Well, we're looking at schools for Matthew. She loved Matthew. That's our oldest. She had a really good bond with him. And I feel like she's going to be missing out, you know, him graduating high school. And then the next thing is we're starting to look at college for him.
Wow. So that's what she's bringing up about college. And you got it, yeah. Joanne, make sure you know, and do not let go of this, that she has not missed anything and she will not miss anything. She sees every single thing that's happening. And she's just keeps saying, how proud she is of you and what you're doing, and that all she wants for you is for you to be happy. And you know, because of timing, I gotta finish. But let me just tell you, watch the birds.
Can I ask you one thing real quick?
Joanne, watch the wings. Make sure. Yeah, I'm gonna let you ask me something, but she keeps saying, yeah. Watch the anything with wings, birds, butterflies, dragonflies. There's something very closely connected.
Okay, thank you. And the only one thing I wanted to ask is her passing. Was it an accident? The way that it happened, I don't know if it's an accident or was it...
let me tell you something.
Foul play?
Right when you asked me that, she keeps bringing me to like her stomach. I don't know what's going on. There's something... Mm-hmm. Something stomach wise, I don't know if this is something that it may not be attached to her passing, but there must have been something. I don't know if her stomach is being pumped or rerouted, or there's something going on or was going on. I don't know if that makes sense, but just keep that with you. And there's no way from what she's saying that this was something that was intentional. There was no way. As a matter of fact, she just also said to me, Joanne, that there were times that she was in a good place, in a better place, and sort of like things were starting to line up sort of with her life. So let me just say, she's not taking like responsibility in reference to her crossing, which really means nothing else except that it wasn't like she deliberately did something to take her life. And she keeps talking about the tattoo also.
I have a tattoo with her, with her name on it.
I love it. I love it. She wanted to give that as a validation. When you just said that, Joanne, she just gave you this big, big, big hug. And let me finish with Barbara, Bob. Who's the B? Who's the B connected to you? Like Bill or Brian? There's a B connected here.
No, I don't know.
Just keep it with
you. I don't know. I know. I know she has one of her aunts, Barbara, just passed away. So maybe she's with Barbara.
Oh yeah, Joanne. That's why she's just letting you know. For her, Joanne, she just wants to make sure you know, it's her.
Yeah.
She's here with you and letting you know that Aunt Barbara now is with her. So how wonderful is that? And just make sure you know that she's watching every step. She's watching the kids. She's protecting you. And she just keeps saying to me, tell her how much I love her. Tell her how much I love her. And I'm going to leave you with that because I got to take a break. So Joanne, thank you.
Thank you
for
so
calling.
Much. Thank you.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you.
And
okay.
We will be right back. And welcome back to Through the Static. This is Stephen, the medium, your host, with my co-host, who is
Coach
my
Elix.
Husband, and Coach Elix, as you just heard him. So let me, I'm all about business today, so let me get right to the next caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Colleen.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to get to do this with you. So, Colleen, let me ask you something. Are you connected to a Patricia or Patty?
Indirectly. it's my sister's mother-in-law.
Sister's mother-in-law. Okay. Is she here living?
No, she's passed.
Oh my God. So, you know, I know this is going to sound weird because you're going to say, I would never expect that. But Patty is first to step forward and just hugged you and just wants to say hi. I keep hearing Peppermint Patty, so I needed to ask who Patty was. So, in spirit, it's kind of cool, Colleen, mm-hmm. because in spirit, she just keeps saying what an incredible person you are. So just she just stepped back and said, Patty, I mean, Colleen, thank you for giving me that second. And she just pulled back. So she also just said, there's something going on with her son. Is her son, so that's your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
He's still here though, right?
Yes.
There's something going on. She's telling me there's something, it doesn't necessarily, I'm going to say this quick and go on to others that want to speak to you, but she keeps talking about the heart. This, I don't know if this was her.
I think he has COVID right now. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah. And this is not something that they wouldn't bring up, something that is disastrous or something. It's just letting you know that they're watching or she's helping. But it doesn't feel like it's the COVID thing. It feels like someone connected to him.
He's had heart things before. So, you know, that has happened with him in the
past.
That's it.
So thank you. Thank you, Colleen. That comes from Patty is saying thank you. And so she loves that you just did that. So now where does the dad come in? Dad energy. Is your dad here?
My dad is there. Yeah, past.
He's in spirit. So he needed, he wanted to step forward, but you also have is your mom also in spirit?
No, but I have mother figures in spirit, but my moms are here.
Got it. So, because there is even though I got to tell you though, when you just said I have mom figures, it did feel like I was pulled to the grandmother level. That's what it felt like. It felt like mom's side, maternal grandmother. So just know that there's a grandmother here. But your father, he's interesting, Colleen, your dad. Very interesting, mm-hmm. the way he steps forward. He steps towards me very gingerly, but is really excited that he gets to do this. But he also he has a separation. So has he been gone for a long time?
Yes. A long time.
Yeah, when I see the separation, it just generally means that he's been gone for a long time. He just said the 17.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps yelling 17. So there's something 17th of any month, but he is drawing 1-7 mm-hmm. in front of me.
Huh.
So if you don't know, just keep it with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes dates are take a little bit to figure out. And just keep in mind, too, Colleen, it could be like January 7th, 1-7, or July 1st, 7-1. But there's a 1-7 connection. And also could be someone 17 or turning 17. So,
not clicking.
Yeah, just keep it with you. There's also, is there somebody in healthcare or was somebody close to you just like at the doctor's?
I've got a daughter-in-law who's a nurse,
I was
at the doctor's yesterday.
That would be it, Colleen. Yes, because you were there. Your dad is just saying, giving specifics to make sure you know that he's with you all the time, that he's always watching, he's around. RST. He keeps saying. I've never had this before, Colleen. Your father just said, like in the alphabet, RST. So I don't know if those are initials of somebody. Is there like a Robert or Richard connected to you?
He's Richard.
Oh, S-T. So it's
him. He's Richard.
That would be him. I love how I told you how different he is and how I've never had anybody get to a name that way. And your father's looking at me like, I don't follow the general rules or so. But, you know, he also, there's also a young female that's stepping forward next to you, standing next to you. She keeps saying Anna or an A connection and Anthony, some A name, mm-hmm. first name or middle name. Okay. When I say, I'm sorry, Colleen, were you going to say something?
There's an Anna here who hasn't crossed. It's my cousin.
Let me just tell you that this is when spirit steps forward and gives me a young female, it means that someone as an adult died 60s or younger. So because you don't expect someone to die in their 60s. Did you have like an mm-hmm. aunt or somebody that was very connected to you that like younger 60s or younger?
I have a cousin who passed and her mother's name's Annette. And, and her her mother's Adele, and her the Anna that I mentioned is her aunt. Her name's a T name.
Got it. The cousin, but she keeps telling me something's in her body. Something. I don't know if this is cancer.
She died in childbirth.
Oh my God! She died in childbirth.
She and the baby died.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Colleen! You know what? Believe me, this is just a testament of who you are and how connected you are for her to be able to get through and just bring up something that significant that, you know, her and the baby. It's wild how she had me say there's something inside of her. And what she's referencing is the baby. That's amazing. And you got to know that cousin of yours, even though she just said you would never guess this, probably has just been like a guardian angel around you and with you, just around. And, you know, she said that she gave you a rock. Work with me here for a second, Colleen. She's showing me something that, you know how like people write on rocks, like, and they just leave them for people to find, like love or faith or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like little rocks, or there's something that is, she's telling me that you got it and that it's something that she's got in her hand and it's sort of like flat. It may not be an actual rock, like a rock outside, but it's something.
I collect heart rocks. And I get them, you know, at special times all the time. I can't remember if I sent one to her mom or not. I don't think I did.
Oh my God! Wow. So that's what she.
I carry them in my pocket when I'm holding someone in my prayers.
Colleen, I hold them in
my pocket.
Unbelievable. That's also like to sort of back into what you just said. I don't know if you're aware of that, but the fact that you do that, you may think that, you know, it makes you feel very connected and you like the feeling, but it's sort of the opposite. It's because you're so connected is why you do that. I don't know if that makes sense, but you are really, really connected. And you know what? I gotta stop because I'm running out of time here. Colleen, thank you for letting me do this. And I hope you have a fabulous day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank Colleen. Bye-bye. Let me go to the next caller. Hi, this is Steven. Who's this?
This is Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes.
Hi, Jenny. Oh, my God, Jenny.
Hi.
I just went into your energy. Wow, you got a lot of... Like I'm even stuttering with you. You get because I'm looking at your auras are just pretty much incredible. You are like sort of like Colleen, but even more so. You are really. Do you know you're really connected?
You actually told me. You did a reading for me last month. So I mean, I have signs and I see things, but I'm honestly afraid of it. So I haven't developed it.
I can't believe I did a reading for you last month. That is, well, thank you for calling again. That's wonderful. I love it. And listen, you know, the cool thing is it's sort of like spirit giving you another whisper because I have no idea. I just get names and that's it, right? So the fact that I'm telling you this again, you better grasp it and you better hold on to it and you better let that fear go out the window, Jenny, because everyone in spirit's like, we got you. Like, like you're safe. Like, this is just white light around you and you're gifted. So again, it's free will. So you do what you want with it, but I'm just telling you that spirit is giving you all these really cool thumbs up, which I love, right? It's really wild. So, and you also have a birthday or an anniversary really close, something very, very close. I keep seeing the
my birthday was September 17th.
I got happy birthday.
Why
do they keep pulling me out to the beach?
To the beach. Oh my goodness. Okay. That would be my, ex-husband.
Did you mean his ashes?
No, he passed, but that was our go-to place.
Oh, got it. I didn't, you know, was he cremated?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, though. So there must have been somebody talking about doing something with the ashes. That's what he's telling me. So, like at some point, I don't know if maybe it was even him before he died. I don't know, but just make sure you keep it with you. So, and he's and this was your husband, you said?
Yes.
That man is just wants to make sure you know, Jenny, how he's around you all the time. And just, I mean, I keep seeing his hands on your shoulder. And that's why also he talked about the beach, too, because it was he just said you made her think it was just all about ashes. And you I want to make sure she knows that I also brought it up because of what you just said, Jenny, because that was your thing with him. So he wants to make sure.
Yeah.
You get that. And let me tell you, he just said you found something. And if you haven't, you're going to the next time you're at a beach. He's saying you found something that reminded you of him. Look,
I actually went to a beach a couple weeks ago and found a piece of sea glass in the shape of a heart.
Jenny, oh my God, how wild is that? I just got goose pimples when you said that. So he is so screaming and so excited, like, she got it, she got it. That was, let me just tell you something, Jenny. He just said to me, please tell her that seconds before she got there, that glass, sea glass, was not there. He made that. No. It's like if you went into a ceramics class and like and it was filmed and you just sped the film up and it looked like someone that took a day to do something took like 10 seconds. He just showed me how he did it. And so he put it there to make sure that you would not miss it and that you would catch that. And that is he just showed me like that is his hand is holding it and giving it to your hand. So when you picked it up, you could feel his energy, his hand. Jenny, that is. Wow. Wow. And
yeah, you're going to make me cry because I felt it.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey, listen, he's got a very good sense of humor. He said, I'm going to make her cry. Tell her I'm already crying. I'm in tears. How much he's around you and all he lives for in spirit is every morning just being with you and every night being with you. He's with you all the time. And that just, let me just say this, Jenny, at some point today, even if it's right when we get off the phone, you may have done this already, but if you haven't, just take a second to thank him for doing that. Because when we acknowledge our signs, everything just gets bigger. We get pulled into a different frequency and we just get more and more signs. And he's applauding me because he's like, all he cares about is keep reminding you that he's here with you and stuff like the heart. But the fact that that wasn't even there and he made it appear like 5 seconds before you got there blows me away. And you know what? I'm going to get blown away if I don't end this call because I got to take a break. So Jenny, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you have a great, great night. Okay.
You too.
All right. Thank you. And we will be right back. And welcome back to Through the Static. This is Stephen the Medium with my wonderful co-host and husband.
Coach Elix.
Coach Elix is here too. Don't forget that. Let me go to the next caller. Hi, this is Stephen. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Carrie, how are you?
It's Karen. Sorry, Stephen.
Karen. Sorry about that, Karen.
Yeah.
let me tune in. So Karen, Dad energy. Dad's in spirit?
Yes.
This is interesting, Karen. Your father has a different, I don't know, it makes me, the way he's standing next to you makes me feel that he's standing next to you like closer because of something. And I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about. It's good. Are you traveling?
No.
Did somebody come see you, or is somebody moving, or just moved?
Ones have moved. Yes.
Wait, who did you say moved?
But not recently. Well, would we say like out of town or in a facility?
All right. Well,
probably. he's probably talking about someone that has recently gone into a convalescent care home.
Oh, that's got to be it. Because he just it's very important, and no wonder why he's very, very close. So he was connected to this person?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Because there's also when I just asked that or said that I heard mother energy. So either there's is mom here, Karen?
No, my biological mother is in spirit also.
Okay, so just know that there's a mother energy, the level of mom also stepping forward and just letting you know, your mother and father keep talking about the very strong A, like Anne, middle name or first name?
Yes, no, her name is Anne, and my dad was married to her for 13 years, and he's been in spirit for 17, but I recently, in July 8th, had to put her in a convalescent care home.
And this put in?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
So
my
she
God.
Was basically, she was my stepmom for 13 years, but yet I'm the one that has power of attorney. I'm the one that takes care of her because her two biological children are in other states. So I've always been the caregiver that, you know. The present
Karen. Wow. I mean, the fact that your dad wanted to bring that up to let you know that he knows what's going on. And when you said, I've always been the person, your father just said, she's always been everything. That's who Karen is. She's everything. It's just, he's crying. He's got very emotional. You know, it's interesting, though. Your father also just said that he from his perspective, wished he said more. He keeps telling me that he wished he... He said more, if he was still here in the physical world, he would say more. Not again, not that he wasn't, you know, like emotional or communicated, but this stuff that he feels like it's like he blocked or stopped just based on who he was and what he wanted to sort of say, even though I got to tell you, when I feel his energy, he's got beautiful energy. But just, you know, make sure you keep that with you. He also keeps talking to me about the water. The water bill or the sewer or the water issue? Did somebody have like a water issue at some point, Karen?
I don't know about the water.
It feels like this is what I'm feeling. It feels like a bill, some kind of bill, a utility bill or some bill wasn't paid or someone was trying to figure out how to pay it, or it wasn't right, or there's a discrepancy. It's kind of weird, but that's what he's giving me.
It's about the mobile home that they lived in that, you know, I had to put her in a facility. I am currently having to pay the bill for the rent space.
Wow.
So, yes, I'm having to do all the bills and out of my pocket because I have to sell it.
Wow.
You know, and I haven't sold it yet. So until you sell it, you have to pay the space rent, whether anyone's living there or not. So I put her in the facility. I'm having to pay the space rent. I had to clean it out. I had to move all of her stuff. So in the last 3 months, I've been rather consumed with all of this.
Karen, and you got to know that's why your dad is bringing this up and promises you that this will get better. That he's with you, he's around you, and he also knows what is going on and what you're doing. This is not going sort of unsaid. Him and everybody else in spirit sees what an incredible, like, beautiful, considerate, compassionate soul what you're doing, and they just, that's why your dad's bringing all of this up, Karen. So it's just giving you this big hug and saying we're here, and your father just said the karma. From what you're doing will come back to bless you tenfold. I've never said that in a reading, but that's what your dad just said. So make sure you keep that with you. And Karen, you know what? I've got to let you go because I'm running out of time. So
thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Evick.
Thank you, Karen. Have
you're
a great
welcome.
Day. Thank you.
Much love to you guys. You're wonderful. Thank you again.
Oh, Karen, you. The same. Same back to you. Same back to you. So let me take the last caller. Hi, this is Stephen. Who's this?
Hi, Stephen. It's Priscilla.
Pris, Priscilla, I love that you're here. I think this is the first time you've ever called.
It is. It is.
I love this. So Elix, Priscilla is one of the Canadians.
Oh, my goodness. I know, like, I've known you.
He does.
I know. It's nice to finally talk to you.
it's Priscilla, seriously, Elix does think that he knows you and Phyllis. He really does. And I'm sure vice versa, as you just mentioned. So listen, I have like a minute. So let me just get into not a big surprise, because I know offhand that your dad's in spirit. So no big surprise that your father's the first one stepping forward. You know, it's interesting, Phyllis. Your father just said something about it's brand new, or it's new to you. I don't know. I mean, I know how extraordinarily connected you are to spirit. You're the orb girl, right? That I talk about all the time.
Yes.
For people listening, Priscilla is the only one up until this date that I do readings, Zoom readings, and she's got orbs just throughout the entire Zoom reading, just floating around. It's never ever happened in any of my readings except Priscilla. So that just goes to show you how connected you are. But there's something he keeps talking about. It's new to you. I don't know if this is in reference to
perfect. I think, well, I've been actually seeing more things I've been seeing things more.
Absolutely.
I've been seeing things floating around and whatnot.
Priscilla, and you know why your father does that and says that is that don't discount that. It's just how our gifts shift and change depending on the atmosphere, the frequency you're in. But it's always when they are shifting, it's just a sign that things are building, like things are getting better. You're getting more sort of well versed with your gift, and it's just, you know, it's like any skill. The better you get at it, the better you get at the outcome of the gift. Like a piano player, the more they play, the better they get with songs and how they sound. Same exact thing with you. But your father also just keeps talking. Did someone just talk about jewelry? Your mother didn't just talk about, or somebody talk about, like, missing jewelry or a piece of jewelry that can be passed down, or I wish I had that piece of jewelry from somebody. Your father's talking about a conversation about one piece of, I don't know if it's a watch. Maybe it is a watch. Did your father wear watches?
We have his watches. We do. We have the watches. When he passed, he had a couple of watches. Mom has one and I have one.
Your father just said, I love that validation, but that's not what he was chatting about. He's talking about, let me just say this, Priscilla, it feels like it's a piece of jewelry that I want, but I don't have. And I don't know if somebody has been thinking about buying something or just bought something, or again, there was a piece of jewelry that maybe, oh, I remember my grandmother had and I wished I had it. I don't know whatever happened to it. There's something, but it feels like I keep getting pulled to your mom. So maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll ask.
I was going to say, if it doesn't come to you, just ask your mom, because it seems like it's very, very significant and you have tattoos?
Yes.
but you have a tattoo like on your leg or foot?
No, they're my lower back, but one is in relation to dad.
So I love that. I love that, especially if it's in memory. But Priscilla, there's a tattoo or a scar on someone's leg connected to you or foot. Like scar, or there's something on my skin. It looked to me like a tattoo, but maybe it is maybe it's a scar. So, and I just realized it's 2:00. I've got to let you go. Keep it with you.
Thank you
for calling in. I'm so happy that I got to hear your voice.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Felix. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And just like that, the show's over. All right. Bye.
I know.
So Elix, tell everyone how they can find you.
At Coach Elix, anywhere on social media. And next Friday, right here.
And just to let you know very quickly, October 16th and November 2nd, I am doing a Zoom live. It's for 8 people. It's really cheap. It's like $65. And you all get read. Just 8 of us, well, 9 of us, including me, doing a Zoom reading. And every one of you gets read. So I think there's a couple of tickets still open. You go to my website, stephenthemedium.com, and you can find me under Stephen the Medium. And I'm going to let Mark, who produces the show, do his show, which is starting now to 4 o'clock. Mark's Jukebox, check it out. It is amazing. So thank you, guys. Elias, thank you.
And
I will see you. I guess the next time I'll be on is the last Friday of
November. That's right.
Perfect. All right. So we will see you soon. Have a great, great night and a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.